The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 424, 20 rockin' Irish drinking songs.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I've spent all of my tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the Western Ocean I must wander. Where are me boots? Me noggin, noggin boots. They're all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the heels, they are worn out, and the toes are kicked about, and the soles are looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I've spent all of my tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the Western Ocean I must wander.
Where is me shirt? Me noggin, noggin shirt. It's all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the collar is all worn, and the sleeves are all torn, and the tail is looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I've spent all of my tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the Western Ocean I must wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I've spent all of my tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the Western Ocean I must wander.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Dunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic geek musician and your podcast host. This show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians, and I want to ask you to support these awesome artists. Share the show with your friends and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com and support the podcast over on Patreon. So I had this idea of doing another top 20 Irish drinking songs, and I thought, let's mix it up a little bit. Let's turn it into 20 rockin' Irish drinking songs. So we kicked off the show with the Celtic Kitchen Party from their album Sociable. That was All For Me Grog. Next up is Stout Pounders with Wild Colonial Boy from Poor Decisions.
Colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born but not surrender, cried that wild Lolly of Arr. Shot at Kelly, which dropped him to the ground. He fired point blank at Davis, too, who fell dead at the sound. But a bullet pierced his brave young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that was how they captured him,
that wild Bedalia boy.
One, two, three. Well, he rode east and he rode west, he rode north or south or so, till he came to a white of the field. That's way he spied his lady, oh. Oh, why did you leave your house and land? Why did you leave your money, oh? Why did you leave your only with a lord for the love for the raggle taggle gypsy, oh?
Raggle taggle gypsy, oh. Raggle taggle gypsy, oh. Raggle taggle gypsy, oh.
You raggle taggle gypsy, oh. And a one, a two, a one, two, three, yeah. you to goose feather bed, blankets strong and some cameo. Met you lying away up a field at the arms of the record deck of Gypsy-O. Well, away to a curve when he goose feather bed, blankets strong and some cameo. Met you lying. A two, a one, two, three.
Mrs. McGrath, the sergeant said, would you like to make a soldier out of your son Ted with a scarlet coat and a big tall hat? Mrs. McGrath, wouldn't you like that? Now Mrs. McGrath lived on the seashore for the space of 7 long years or more, till she saw a big ship sailing in the bay. Here's my son Ted, will you clear the way with me to Rio, Father Diddle Day, to Rio, Rio, Rio. To the Mediterranean, will you tell me the news of my son Ted? Is a poor boy living or is he dead? Well, up comes Ted without any legs, and in their place two wooden pegs. She kissed him a dozen times or two, saying, glory be to God, sure it wouldn't be you with me to the end. Two fine legs behind, or was it while walking on the sea? A big fish ate your legs from the knees away. Well, I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my two fine legs behind. But a cannonball on the 5th of May tore my two fine legs from the knees away.
sailor early in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor early in the morning. Oh, up she rises. Oh, up she rises. Oh, up she rises early in the morning. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Rises, oh, up she rises, oh, up she rises.
Thank you. think I know him well. If a man's a sailor, he will get along. If not, then he's sure in hell. So fare well, my old true love. If I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that pleases me, but darling, when I think of thee.
Yes, we have some extra long sets for today. After the Salt Pounders was the Barley Boys with Raggle Taggle Gypsy from the Days of Abundance. Then Homeland with Mrs. McGraw from We Never Got This Far Alone. After that was Drunken Sailor by Bridget Cross from Half Two. Then came Hair of the Dog with Whiskey in the Jar from Let It Flow. And finally, Musical Blades with Leaving of Liverpool from their album Up the Ante. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Robin Dobbs emailed, "Good morning, Mark. On my way to the Scottish Highland Games in Blue Lake, California." Sounds like fun, Robin. Hester emailed, "Good day. My name is Hester. I am from South Africa. I like Celtic music and was looking for a station that plays Celtic music. I came across your podcast and I love it so much. This is really my favorite podcast to listen to, even though I don't get to all of them. It's the only thing that I listen to on TuneIn Radio. I absolutely love bagpipes, making your podcast even more special. Thank you for keeping traditional music alive, even if it is not my culture. Keep up the good work." Thanks so much for emailing Hester in South Africa. Again, this music is loved worldwide, and I greatly appreciate people from all over the world letting me know where they're from. And, you know, even if it's not your culture, you can join our Celtic community by just listening and sharing and being a part of it, interacting. So thank you so much for emailing, Hester. Adriana San Roman emailed, "Hello from Mexico. I have enjoyed your podcast from the very first year, and I really did love the last episode with Jesse Ferguson. In fact, the guest episodes have been amazing. I usually listen to you while working. I work as an archaeological conservator in a field lab in the middle of this hectic city. Thanks for the amazing work, and go bra." Thank you, Adriana. Thanks for sharing. From Mexico, Beth, I apologize now, Beth Labis emailed, "I just want to thank you, Mark, for episode 418. I really need something positive in my life right now, and this episode definitely was that piece." And finally, Kim Knebel emailed, "Dear Mark, thank you for the countless hours you give to creating these podcasts, keeping up with your newsletter, and all the other things that you do and are involved in. I want to say bravo to you for calling out whoever the arse was that had some bad to say about the guest hostess, Susan, and your efforts to support fair play. Good music is good music, no matter who is playing. Sad but true, women are misrepresented in many venues. Have been for quite some time. My mother, who would be 105 to 106, were she alive, couldn't be the textile designer she wanted to be because that was a man's domain in her era. So I thank you and all those who are working to gain more recognition for women in the arts and in general, Solange. My pleasure, Kim. Thank you so much for the email. And I hope we can celebrate the music of Celtic women more in the days and weeks and years to come. All right, back to the music. Next up is Keane with Old Duncal from Making Friends.
Trampled over us. Each and every night, when me dad would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbors out to sing this chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come and fight me like a man. Show your wives the medals you want in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away through the green and lovely lanes of Killensand.
Well then will you bravely tell how you slandered poor Parnell when you thought him truly well and persecuted? Where were the sneers and jeers that you bravely let us hear when the leaders of 16 were executed?
Come out, you black and tans, come and fight me like a man. Show your wives the medals you won in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away to the green and lovely lanes of Killing Sun. How you slew those brave Arabs two by two. Like Zulus, they had spears, bows, and arrows. They killed each and every one with their 16-pounder guns. And you frightened them poor natives to the marrow. Come out, you black and tans, come and fight me like a man. Show your wives the medals you won in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away to the green and lovely lanes of Killing Sandra. I was born on a Dublin street where royal drums did beat. And a loving English feet they trampled over us. And each and every night when me dad would come home tight, they'd invite the neighbors out to sing this chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come and fight me like a man. Show your wives the medals you won in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away to the green and lovely lanes of Killing Sun. To the green and lovely lanes of Killing Sun.
A light's upon a dreadful hue. The horse and rider gallop through. The wind that shakes the barley. A wooded glen, a peaceful spot. Open up a fire so hot that hell itself could there be got. The wind that shakes the barley. But we'll be back another day. Another soldier has to pay debts that we are owed today. The wind that shakes the barley. We won't forget, we don't regret the pain that we were forced to let. Possessing after having met. The wind that shakes the barley. So warm could never be the cause of harm till the 3 o'clock alarm. The wind that shakes the barley. A window breaks and bullets fly. The maid behind the bar she spies a soldier who before her lies. Like wind that shakes the barley. But we'll be back another day. Another soldier has to pay debts that we are owed today. The wind that shakes the barley. We won't forget, we don't regret the pain that we were forced to let. Possessing after having met. The wind that shakes the barley. And where we'll be in another year. The pipes and fiddle far to hear. The wind that shakes the barley. The loud refrain is now subdued. But there is yet another view. And time our actions will blow through. Like wind that shakes the barley. But we'll be back another day. Another soldier has to pay debts that we are owed today. The wind that shakes the barley. We won't forget, we don't regret the pain that we were forced to let, possessing after having met the wind that shakes the valley. But we'll be back another day, another soldier has to pay debts that we are owed today, the wind that shakes the valley. We won't forget, we don't regret the pain that we were forced to let, possessing after having met the wind that shakes the valley.
Yeah. seemed like a street called in that I met in a county town. As she onwards venture, shook my head, and I gazed at the pale inquiry. And I says I to a passerby, it was a maid with a nut brown hair. He smiled at me, and he smiled, says he, that's the general Ireland's crown. That's him was again from the banks of the band, that's the star of the county down. From Battery Bay to Terry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like a street county, that I met in a county down. County down.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland, I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with a will. Till next I came to anchor at the cross near Spencil Hill. It being on the 23rd of June, the day before the sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spencil Hill. I'd say the old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met a tailor quickly, he's as bold as ever still. He used to mend me breeches when I lived in Spencil Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, love you still. As she's now the farmer's daughter and the bride of Spencil Hill. I had and I kissed her as in the days of yore. I John, you're only joking, as men's the time before. And the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I woke in California, yea, many miles from Spencil Hill. Thank you.
After Keane was Boston Blackthorn with Black and Tans from County Kerry to Kerry Park. Then came the Brazenheads with Wind That Shakes the Barley from Hoosier Patty. After that was St. James's Gate with All Around My Hat from Happy Life. Then Bangers and Mash with Star of the County Down from Quicksand Cafe. And finally, Spancel Hill by Rebels and Sinners from Days Just Begun. Celtic Podcast News. I want to start by addressing the comment once more that was put in the feedback section about fair play. I was just noticing right after reading that, you know, if you want to talk about gender bias in music, well, I want to direct you to this podcast episode. I was looking through it, and I know there are some ladies in some of these bands, but this is a male-dominated episode. And, you know, I pick songs randomly sometimes to expedite some of the creation of the podcast, but I am beginning to recognize that sometimes that can be a problem. So it's something I'm going to keep in mind in the future because women are underrepresented in Celtic music, as in all of life. So if you want to help achieve gender balance in Celtic music, there is an organization called Fair Play. That's FAIRPLE.com. And that is gender balance in traditional Irish and folk music. The ladies do need your support. So I will continue to work harder from my end to make sure the ladies are properly represented. In the meantime, we are going to continue on, though, with the Fighting Jamesons. This is Rocky Road to Dublin from Every Day Above Ground.
Saluted father dear and kissed me darling mother. Drink a pint of beer and tears and grief to smother enough to reap the corn. Leave where I was born, cut the stop the thorn of banished ghosts and goblins. Brand new pair of brogues, rattling all the bugs, frightening all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hop the hare, a turner down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for all the dogs. So weary, started by daylight this morning, bright and early. Took the trumpet of pure to keep me heart from sinking. That's the Paddy's cure whenever he's on for drinking. I see the lassie small, laughing all the while. Be curious, daughter, set your heart a bubble and ask me, was I hired? Wages I required till I was sick and tired of the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Off the hare, a turner down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for all the dough. Never failed and landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain had me roared, no room inside, and then I jumped aboard a cabin bound for Paddy down among the pig. Played some hearty rigs, danced some hearty jigs, the water around me bubbling with me holy head. Myself was dead, dead afore instead, on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hare, a turner down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for all the dough.
Flanagan lived in Watkins Street. A gentleman Irish, mighty odd. He'd a beautiful brogue, so rich and sweet. And to rise in the world, he carried a hod. You see, he'd a sort of the Tipplin way. With a love for the liquor, poor Tim was born. To help him on with his work each day, he'd a drop of the crater every morn. Whack, Father Dad, now then, see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. One morning, Tim felt rather full. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and he broke his skull. They carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Whack for the dead, now don't see a partner, well before your trotter's shake. Was there the shrimp that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? His friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First they brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry, such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim the Barneen, why did you die? I shut your gobs and Paddy McGee. Whack, follow that now, don't see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? Shillelagh law was all the rage when the row and eruption soon began. Whack, Father Dad, now don't see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? See how he rises, Timothy rising from the bed, saying, will your whiskey around like blazes? Tannemandale, do you think I'm dead? Whack, Father Dad, now don't see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? Whack, Father Dad, now don't see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake?
The door where my horse ought to be. So I called to my wife and I said, hey, would you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my horse ought to be? Are you drunk, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see? That is just a milk cow that my mother sent to me. Will I travel the world all over 100 miles or more, put a saddle on a milk cow, sir, I've never seen before. Now as I got home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat beside the door where my coat ought to be. So I called to my wife and I said,
hey,
would you kindly tell to me who owns that coat beside my door where my coat ought to be? Are you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see?
That is just a blanket that my mother sent to me. Will it travel the world all over 100 miles or more? But buttons on a blanket sure I've never seen before. Now as I got home on Wednesday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a pipe beside the bed where my pipe ought to be. So I called to my wife and I said,
"Hey, wife,
would you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe beside my bed where my pipe ought to be? Hey, you drunken, drunken, silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle my mother sent to me. Will I travel the world all over 100 miles or more? But shamrocks in a tin whistle I've never seen before. Now as I got home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw 2 boots beneath my bed where my boots ought to be. So I got to my wife and I said,
"Hey,
would you kindly tell to me who owns those boots beneath my bed where my boots ought to be? Aye, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. Those are just geranium pots my mother sent to me. Will I travel the world all over 100 miles or more? But laces on geranium pots I've never seen before." Now as I got home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed where my head ought to be. So I called to my wife and I said,
"Hey, wife,
would you kindly tell to me who owns that head upon my bed where my head ought to be? Aye, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That is just a baby Rich's mama sent to me. Will it travel the world all over 100 miles or more? But whiskers on a baby sure I've never seen before." Now as I got home on Saturday night, as drunk could be, I saw 2 hands upon her where my hands ought to be. So I called to my wife and I said,
"Hey, wife,
would you kindly tell to me who owns those hands upon your tits where my hands ought to be? Hey, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That is just a nightgown that my mother sent to me. Will I travel the world all over 100 miles or more? But knuckles on a nightgown sure I've never seen before." As I got home on Sunday night, as drunk could be, I saw a lad sneaking out the back, 3:15. So I called to my wife and I said,
"Hey, wife,
would you kindly tell to me who was that guy sneaking out of my house 3:15? Aye, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That was just a taxman that the queen she sent to me. Will I travel the world all over 100 miles or more?" But an Englishman that can last till 3, I've never seen before.
I've been a wild rover for many the year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store. She answered me, "Nay, such a custom as yours I could have any day." Well, it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no
Netherlands and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter. You're spunkier than tea. Oh, whiskey, yum, and all, and junker, sober. Oh, now breakfast, we are on the march. We're off to Portugal and Spain. Drums are beating, banners flying. Devil, the home will come tonight. Love, farewell. With a thin and thin and lie. Me tither and thin and lie. Me red for tar and let it go. There's whiskey. Sent to America. You're sweeter, stronger, nister. You're spunkier, latte. Oh, whiskey, yum, and I'll enjoy your sober. Our friends are fighting boldly, men dying hot and coldly. Give every man his flask of powder. Firelock on his shoulder. Ah, farewell. With the tither lie. Me tither and the lie. Me red full tour. A lady has whiskey in the jar. Ah, whiskey, you're the devil. Now lead me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter. You're spunkier than day. Oh, whiskey, you're an island drunker. So you after death, me ghost will haunt you, love. Farewell. With this little lie, me tither and little lie. Me run for tar and let it go. There's a ski in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil. Now lend me a stray. Oh, hills and mountains and to America. Your saints are stronger, disenter. You're spunkier than dead. Oh, whiskey, you're an island drunker. So
after the Fighting Jamesons came Barley Juice with Tim Finnegan's Wake from Six Yanks, then Bourbon and Shamrocks from Shocks and Awe, that was Seven Drunken Nights, then Battle Legs with Wild Rover from Lost My Shoes, and finally Skin Do from their album Frightening All the Dogs, that was Whiskey, You're the Devil. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and if you did, please share it with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks. Follow them on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine every week. I'll send you a few bits of cool music news, plus you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s just for signing up. We're going to finish up the show with one final artist, and I decided to put the Screaming Orphans in there because they are a rockin' female Celtic band. They're doing some... I don't know if they quite do Irish drinking songs per se. And they got this great version of Follow Me Up to Carlo from their album Tap Room. Oh, before we finish up the podcast, I want to send a special thanks to all of our generous patrons of the podcast. We have a bunch of new ones, including Chris C, Dwayne B, Kathy H, Kevin L, Trevor, and Murray F. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, tell a friend. Sláinte. Here's Screaming Orphans.
Fire brand heat secure.
fled. Now for Black Fitzwilliam's head, we send it over to be read.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.